Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Am I the jerk for not giving my coworker a ride when their car was broken down?
Without details, I don't want to say nothing because that sounds bogus.
Ooh, Allie and DZ, my coworker's car broke down at the beginning of the week. She's been having other people drop her off and pick her up since Monday.
Okay. It happens.
But I guess something happened with those rides. Now she's been asking people at the office to give her a ride until her car gets fixed.
Okay.
I got to be honest. I don't really enjoy spending time with her, having conversations with her. I keep it completely professional. She lives in Waukesha. I live in Delafield. So technically, when we leave our job in Milwaukee, I could give her a ride.
Technically.
But then I'd be stuck in the car with her for at least 45 minutes during rush hour. Mm. And that's my time where I listen to music or podcasts or you guys. It might even make me a jerk, but I don't know if I care. So am I the jerk for not giving my coworker with a broken down car a ride?
Okay, this sucks.
This does suck because I know how it is to want to be alone in your car and do your own thing. I have my moments where I'm like, I don't want anybody in the car.
But I know the sucky sensation of being like, I hate having to ask people for a ride, but I got to do it. I don't have another way to go, you know, and maybe I can't afford the Uber.
Whatever happened to just helping somebody one day? Weren't she worried it's going to turn into more?
Well,
I don't know.
Well, I feel like we've heard situations in all of our own lives that it turns into more.
Listen,
people are advantageous.
People at the radio station, for example, be like, hey, I got an oil change, or hey, my car's in the shop. We see it all the time. I'm like, hey, where's your car? They're like, oh, you know, Sparky took me or whatever.
Down the street at the dealer, blah, blah, blah.
But if somebody in the back who I don't know well asked me to drive them 45 minutes, I would be so uncomfortable. I'd be like, oh my God.
It'd be one thing if it was
I don't even know if I want to do 45 minutes with the people I do know.
But it's not even 45 minutes out the way.
No,
it's not. It's not in the wrong direction. It is your time.
It's your mental health
but
time.
But it's not forever. You can't sacrifice that for a day
or
two. A day or two.
Well, you want your... And let's be real. You're screwing your karma right now because it's not that hard to help somebody else out and you're being a jerk. But at the same time, it's your life, your car.
That being said,
you don't owe your coworkers anything outside of work.
Angel devil here. You already said you don't really like them.
That's the problem.
You don't enjoy spending time with them. They're not per se a work friend. They're just a coworker.
Somebody said, not the jerk. No one's obligated to help another adult. And then right before that, jerk. Good karma from something like this. Well, yeah, and that's the other thing. Some would say if you're only doing it for the karma, then stop wasting your time.
This is
just do right and do give. You get what you give. I get that.
Yeah, it's an instance of free will not being or being executed and going, no, I'm not going to do that. I know it would be nice of me and I'd be a good person and all this karma, yada, yada, but no.
Somebody said, not the jerk broke down. Betty needs to get a rental. Ooh. Oh. If your car is out of service that long, it's your duty to take care of yourself. I hear that. We're adults.
Ooh.
We're adults. You want help, but yeah, we're grown-ups.
The lip smack. Ooh.
Somebody said, mean, meanie.
I mean, yes, mean, meanie, but the person that said you should be getting a rental, because if it is a couple days, oil change, this, well, that, tire, whatever, a day or two, bet. It's been at least a week, right?
No, it's been since Monday, so it's been 3 days, and now it's going to be four. Here's the thing. Somebody said, not the jerk, boundaries are beautiful. But at the end of the day, DZ, I stand by what I said. Like, you don't have to, outside of work, help your coworkers with their lives. We all have things going on in True. Our lives. I could go back and talk to our coworkers and be like, you know what I need help with? And I could give them a list.
True. And, they could literally
obligation.
Go.
Now, do you see someone who's in need and you want to help? That shows Sure. your heart. Okay.
Sure.
That shows, do I want to drive? I don't know what I
That's
would.
Why this is a moral dilemma,
yeah.
though, because you're looking at it going, I would love to be a good human being, but I'm not willing to sacrifice my time to make sure you get home because you got an issue with your car.
Well,
it's
said.
A Band-Aid rip moment, but this is the reality
is
of
it.
Life. You're not supposed to or meant to help everybody just because they ask.
All right, jerk or not the jerk for refusing to help your coworker who needs a ride.
Ugh.
They asked for a ride. Their car is broken down. She does not want to be in the car with this coworker for 45 minutes.
I know right. I usually be like, I really don't want to say in this instance because I could go both ways.
All right, 414. I know. I could too, because I'd be lying if I said there's people I do not want to be in the car with. Like, I'd be a full liar right now.
Gee, I love you to death. For real. Like, ride yeah. or die. I don't want to give you a ride anywhere.
Forget you.
But
you
I always
what?
Offer, don't I?
Forget you.
No,
forget
but this is, I'm being completely honest right now. I will be the first one to go,
sure.
Hey, you good? You need a ride? Mm-hmm. Hey, are you all right? You said you
but
good?
But you don't really want to.
I don't
to.
Want to.
I understand.
I don't want nobody in my car. That is my peace. That is my sanctity. Why you think my windows are tinted? It's a fishbowl and I don't want you to know I'm rolling. Like, I don't want a fishbowl for a reason, bro. I don't want to give nobody a ride, but I will be the first one to offer. That's why I'm saying I'm torn.
I hear you, dude. All right, well, 414-533-1037. We're going to talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Somebody said, I want to know what's wrong with her. Why did all the other people kick her out of their car?
I ain't want to go there, but for real, she had other rides worked out and they stopped
Listen,
giving her a ride. That's a problem.
I'll tell you why, because the question is, am I the jerk for not giving my coworker with their broken down car a ride, basically, because she doesn't want to be in the car with her for 45 minutes. She said, that's my time. I like to listen to music, you guys, a podcast, whatever I'm
whatever.
Doing. And she's like, this is my time.
Is it out the way? No. Do I want it to it? No.
Oh, man. But it doesn't matter why. It doesn't mean everybody else kicked her out. It just means they're like us. They're admitting they don't want to give somebody a ride.
They're keeping it a buck. Is it morally kind of jerky?
I don't know. Let's start with Jennifer and Racine this morning. Hi, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Jinx.
Good morning.
Hey, girl. All right. What do you think? Jerk or not the jerk for not giving your coworker whose car is broken down a ride?
I'm going to say jerk, but my Ooh. Reason why is probably to make me a jerk.
Hey, girl, floor is yours. Go
it
on.
Sounds like you've come to the right place.
Right.
Hello.
I mean,
hi, welcome.
I'm not going to lie. I've given my coworkers a ride before, but I let them know, like, right away. Like, I listen to my music. I listen to my stuff. Like,
I ride my way.
Me, like, I'll get you there. You got to leave me alone. Like, I'm doing stuff.
So what you're telling me is, Jennifer,
you can't ride with me.
You put them in the back seat like you're a literal ride share and go, just don't talk to me the whole
just,
time.
Just,
I mean, you can sit in the front, but you can't.
Jennifer, you're so real right now. Said, no. You can sit in the front. Just let me do me and pretend like
yeah,
we're not in the same car.
I'm not going to lie.
See?
Like,
okay.
You guys are on for a while. I listen to it again. I give my friend a ride to, you know, my coworker a ride to the bank every single day. And I play back what you guys play on the radio every single day, and
you
I don't care. Like, she does something on her phone or something. Do something with yourself.
Hold on.
Bring headphones.
Hold on, Jennifer. You play back our show, the podcast, and then your friend gets on her phone. Forget your friend, dude.
Yeah,
don't
forget
give her
your
a
friend.
Ride anymore.
Yeah, thank you for listening live and back just to make sure you caught it all, dog. That's a real one, man.
Yeah, because, I mean, I go to work at 8, so there's stuff I miss.
You're not the only one.
That's what my tennis coach said yesterday. Don't make fun of me for playing tennis. He said, I heard you guys talking about the loneliest holiday for singles is Halloween, and I got to go back and listen. I'm like, I'm proud of you for knowing that the podcast is easily accessible anytime. You want to hear what you missed or listen back? It's right there every day.
Be like Jennifer, y'all.
So I let her know, like, right away. Like, if you can't be quiet, I can't give you a ride anymore.
Jennifer?
But I'm just saying that she's a jerk because she hasn't even tried to give her a ride.
Fair.
Like, you got to give her a ride at least once. She can be quiet.
You know what? At least the one time. Then you can go, no, girl, no more. No, somebody else.
Yeah, like, let her know. Bring your headphones. I'm doing my thing. I'll give you a ride.
Heard.
Be quiet.
Heard.
But you got to at least do it. You
and that's why she's saying jerk.
At least make yourself feel better in your heart.
Right. Jennifer, yes. Yes. You know what? I agree.
Obviously, we already said that. We said we didn't want to give anybody a ride, DZ. Duh.
But she said it so much better.
I don't mind if you can be quiet. I mean, I'm not going to lie, though. If you're going to get in the car and start talking to me, like,
forget it.
You're going to take the bus or something.
Amen.
I don't
know. That's a long route.
There's no bus from Milwaukee to Delafield.
That's a long route, my boy.
Uber, you're going to come out a lot of money.
I know that's right.
Do it if you can't be quiet.
Thank you so much for calling, Jennifer. You were really funny. Have a great day, girl.
You too.
Bye.
Let's go to Lindsay next in Milwaukee and see what she thinks. Jennifer said jerk for not giving your coworker a ride when their car was broken down. Which way are you going to go, Lindsay?
She was super valid, Lindsay.
I would say not the jerk.
Okay.
And here's why. Because it's definitely not her responsibility to make sure that her coworkers get home.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And, like, now I have to decide what I'm doing after work and if I have to go out of my way.
You do got to plan a schedule around a ride now. Okay.
Right. However, I will say that when I was struggling to find a ride, I did figure it out by myself. But one of my coworkers offered to give me a ride, which was very different because she saw me hanging out waiting for my ride. And then she turned into one of my best friends, and we started carpooling every day to work.
Aww.
So I am not saying that you shouldn't not give people a ride, but you shouldn't expect your coworkers to do it. Like,
that's
I had to figure it out.
That's
I didn't ask anybody else, and then once they saw that I was there regularly waiting for my ride after work, and she knew that we lived close together. I'm talking about like 10 blocks away.
Wow.
She wanted
to help you because she saw you needed it, but you didn't ask her. She stepped up,
and that was
a true from her heart moment.
Yep. And now y'all are BFFs. Come on.
Mm-hmm, totally.
Yeah, and we carpooled together for the next 3 years of work. And so we need to
Look at you two best buddies.
Dare we say that was cute. Best friends through, you know, ride shares.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, it could be good, but you shouldn't expect somebody at your job to help you figure it out. You got to be a big kid now.
Well, and maybe this is all projection where she feels guilty anyway, and she should have said no and moved on with her life, you know, because it's not our problem to fix people's problems outside of work, but if you're a good person, you try.
Guilty because she knows she could have and should have said, yeah, the reality is she got no reason to have said no besides she just like her own time.
Well, I'd come up with a reason like, oh, I got to stop on the way somewhere. Oops.
Like, oh, I think I got a second job today. I think I'm babysitting my nieces tonight.
Can't do it. Oops. Can't do it.
All right. Thanks for calling, Lindsay. We appreciate you.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye. You too. Bye. We split.
We are last but not least, Rogers in Milwaukee.
Oh, boy.
Look out, everybody.
Yo, good morning. Ali DZ, Milwaukee stand up. It's your boy, the RLGER. If you don't know now, you know.
Let's go.
Roger. She wants to know if she's the jerk for not giving her coworker a ride because their car's broken down.
Yo, I'm going to be honest with you. I like Jennifer's answer, and I like Lindsay's answer. But this is my answer.
So step aside, ladies.
And?
Okay. She's not the jerk.
Woo!
You got to live with your decision. Only because you got to live with your decision.
Yeah, that's true.
If we go by the topic, what you said on the topic, then she clearly by that, she would be the jerk. But she says she don't even like this person.
Yeah.
She don't even like her.
That's a fact.
So if I don't like somebody, then
why am I
going to
go out of my way?
Yeah.
To go that way, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm basically saying what DZ said in the beginning. he was in and out of it. Because
well, that's the thing, because we do things all the time to help people. It doesn't mean exactly. We want to.
Wanting
we
just, to or not.
It's a matter of, are you going to help? Sometimes you want to help people because it feels good to give back
it's
and help
nice.
Other people.
It's
and
being
sometimes
nice.
You do it because you see them sitting there and you're like, oh, they need help. And sometimes you go, you know what? I got my own stuff to worry about today.
Yep.
I don't want to give you a ride.
Can't do none of that.
You
my
know?
Bad. And people just got to understand that. But you already know when it comes to coworkers, you're going to see them every day. They're going to feel some type of little resentment going,
yep.
I needed that ride that one time. And they told me no.
Yeah. Mm. But I definitely like that Lindsay and Jennifer's answer because I've been on both sides of the fence with that.
Same.
I mean, you know, coming after work, you know, you see somebody that you know that works with you, but you guys ain't friends, but it's cold outside or it's too hot outside and you got that feeling, hey, man, you need a ride? Come on in here. I'll take you to where you need to go.
That's
you know
all.
What I'm
She's
saying?
Fine. Come on.
But, hey, you going east or west, Bobby? Because I'm going east. You going west?
Yeah.
Hey, good luck.
I'm going.
I wait till
know,
I answer
going,
and then I say
I'm
the other way.
I'm going not the jerk, though. But she
right.
has to... You know, she has to deal with that decision.
Heard. Yep,
somebody
you gotta
texted
own it.
And said, did the coworker even ask for a ride? Yes, that was part. Yes, she did.
She
so,
did.
Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Roger. Not
I love you guys.
The
Enjoy
jerk.
The rest of your day.
Love you back. Bye-bye. Peace,
you
man.
Too. Deanna from the OC texted in and said, Roger just gives me life in the mornings. I want whatever positivity he eats for breakfast.
It's a whole bunch of Roger.
And Roger was a garbage man in Milwaukee for 100 years. I know that was an exaggeration, but he worked hard, man. And
oh.
He did one of those hard jobs. That's now it's easy. Now you just get in the truck and lift it.
Now you just throw it on the hook. Now
Roger's
he used to have to hook.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Fit in there himself.
Roger used to do it, man.
He's seen your worst and your bag of draws.
He knows what's in your trash.
He knows.
Maybe that's why he's so positive. He knows we're all nuts.
He knows.
He knows.
He's been in my alley.
Dun, dun,
he knows.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Think
advertising on TikTok isn't for your business, think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.